GM's problems outside of Detroit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. As a major realignment of the U.S. auto industry is underway, there are still too many questions about GM's biggest brand in Europe. Today, German Chancellor Angela Merkel is speaking at the headquarters of GM's European unit, Opel. She'll be there to give some reassurance about the company's fate, but nothing certain at this point. Merkel has said she doesn't support helping Opel financially, partially out of fear some of the money could get back to its American owner, GM. GM Europe has made it plain it needs an outside investor, but so far no one's stepping up. Yesterday, President Obama gave General Motors 60 days to come up with another restructuring plan for a second shot at a federal bailout. The president, meanwhile, is preparing for a flight to Europe later today. It'll be the first foreign trip of his presidency. Obama's heading to London, where later this week, leaders of the world's top 20 economies will hold a major summit. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The summit has been billed as the best chance to stave off global recession, but the omens are not encouraging. American and British hopes that a massive new round of stimulus packages would be unveiled here have been dashed. China, Germany and France say they want to wait and see whether their existing packages work. The summit was also supposed to draw up a new global system of financial regulation. Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank says that is unlikely.
There is a major split here between the Anglo-Saxons, the Americans and the British, and the continental Europeans. We remain committed to a lighter touch regulation, even if not light touch. The continental Europeans want something a lot tougher.
The summit is expected to agree a big increase in funding for the International Monetary Fund to bail out weaker economies. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Markets in Europe are focused on the summit. Right now, shares there are up across the board. It was a mix today for markets in Asia. The rejection of GM and Chrysler's turnaround plans didn't bode well on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gave up 254 points, or 3.3%, to close at 75.22. The Senate Banking Committee today will consider a set of consumer credit protections. The economic crisis is putting new momentum behind regulations that lenders aren't too happy about. Marketplace's John Dimsdale has more.
The Senate bill would prohibit universal default. That's when trouble with one credit card ends up raising the rates on all the cards in your wallet. Linda Sherry is with Consumer Action.
We think it's terribly unfair, the fact that the card in question, on which you may not even have been late once and have been paying as agreed, can raise your rate because of that.
But credit card issuers say the Senate's restrictions will hinder their ability to charge borrowers for the risk that they may not pay back their loan. Scott Talbot with the Financial Services Roundtable says the result will be higher interest rates for everyone.
If you clamp down on the ability of the industry to price risk based on the consumer's ability or their risk profile, then what will happen is those with better credit scores will end up subsidizing those with lower credit scores.
The Senate failed to pass similar credit card protections last year, but the bill's sponsors say the economy's decline, as well as a more sympathetic White House, means the bill is likely to pass this year. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Twitter is a fast-growing social networking platform. It allows individuals and businesses to broadcast short text messages to a group of followers. Now, software developers are creating Twitter applications that go beyond strictly human-to-human communication. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman explains.
Twitter allows you to send out text messages of up to 140 characters, called tweets, via cell phone or the internet. There are a lot of business applications for this. A tea shop in Wichita, for instance, tweets a weekly flavor poll to its customers, but there are other Twitter-based business models out there.
We decided to use the service along with our networked hardware to allow plants to send tweets.
That's right. She said plants tweeting people. Katie London teaches interactive media at NYU and co-founded a startup called Botanicals. It's a Twitter app that uses a sensor to measure moisture in potted plants.
a decision's made on the circuit board to send a tweet that, for example, the plant is in need of water.
After it drinks, the plant tweets thanks to its owner. Tweet a Watt monitors home energy use and reports it back to you via Twitter. There's a Twitter app for home security. A motion sensor tweets in case of break-in. Another can turn appliances on and off remotely. Twitter's simple open-source architecture means pretty much anything that can plug into the internet can tweet. Rodney Rumford is author of the book Twitter as a Business Tool.
Programmers could find a way to tie into the machine language level and interface that with real-world, let's call them life hack type of devices.
This means machines communicating with other machines, plants or animals communicating with us. It also means we can interact with the computers that crunch all the data being collected every minute on Twitter.
Tweet what you eat simply answers the question, what did you have to eat today?
Programmer Alex Ressi's new Twitter app lets you tweet everything that passes your lips. The program then crunches all that food data into an online calorie counter, meaning you can track your own diet goals up to the minute and compare your eating habits to others. Rodney Rumford says Twitter is allowing us to create new social intelligence about ourselves at breakneck speed.
They've really developed the tube, if you will, for this data to flow through.
Rumford's favorite toy, a GPS mapping program that tracks fellow tweeters in real time so you can go meet them for drinks or a movie, if you can put your cell phone down that long. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
We have a little Twitter app of our own we're trying. Mitchell is actually tweeting that story 140 characters at a time. He's up early. You can follow him on Twitter at EntrepreneurGuy. And to learn more about the applications Mitchell talked about, head to our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.